Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of FranCoach and the host of the Franchising 101 podcast series. We are excited to tell you about today's topic, but before we tell you that story, we have to tell you this story. So who is FranCoach? FranCoach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal with clients is to help them find the absolute best franchise for them to own. Our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. So that's kind of who we are, what we're doing. Today's topic is we're going to discuss a phrase that we use quite often with clients that we're working with, really from the very beginning all the way until the end. And that's what we call the get out of bed test. So what the heck is the get out of bed test? Well, to begin with, I want to kind of back up a little bit and just kind of help people understand a little bit of the kind of the paradigm shift that you have to have as you start looking at franchises, particularly for folks coming out of the corporate world. Is what you've always done from an industry standpoint doesn't really matter all that much moving forward. Resume bullet point number 5, 6, 7, they don't matter all that much. That's what you've been doing, and it tends to be kind of a progression of how things work in the corporate world. You tend to get a little pigeonholed with that. There's not, as you start looking at franchises, there's not a best franchise to own. There's not even a top 5, 10, 20 best franchises to own, nor is there a, you know, oh my gosh, this is the best industry to be a part of. It is incredibly different for every single person. Franchise ownership and this journey is very customizable, very personalized. What's going to be best for person A is more than likely going to be completely different for person B, and so on and so on. So you have to kind of go into that mindset of there is not a best out there in general. The goal is to find the best thing for you. So the get out of bed test is kind of where this comes in. And so as we progress with people at the beginning, we're going to spend really go through the first three steps of our journey to help determine what would that ideal business model look like. And one of the very first things that we're going to spend some time on is kind of the why. Why does somebody even want to look at this? And then what is their role going to be as an owner? People get hung up again. Industry is a big thing people want to kind of gravitate towards. Why? Because industry is the defining piece of our kind of our resume, right? It's very difficult in the corporate world to go from one industry to the next. That doesn't make any sense. It's incredibly short-sighted, but that's the corporate world. So for us, the industry and really all of this is a blank slate. So what do you want to do? You're going to get out of bed. You're going to go to work at your business. Let's make this sucker as ideal as possible. So we'll talk a lot early on what you're going to do. Are you comfortable? Are you a people person? Do you want to be networking, connecting in the community, that face of the business? Do you want to be involved in the sales side? Actively or manage it? Do you want to be more of an operational owner and managing the pieces? Do you want even kind of more of an executive or a semi-absentee role? Those things are going to matter greatly. Then what are those conversations like? What kind of people are we managing? Are we managing a manager? Are we managing salespeople? Is it highly skilled and technical labor? Is it completely unskilled labor where we're training them from the beginning? All those things matter. There's no right or wrong. And oftentimes we're going to kind of compare and contrast these differences. That's huge. And then what about the customer profile and the core values of the business? Why do people buy from you? So we have to understand this. How are we finding those customers? Who is finding those customers? And what is that conversation like? Are they buying from you because it is a you're the low price leader in town? It's the 99-cent store model. Again, nothing wrong with that. The person who founded a 99-cent store has a couple commas in their net worth. So that's worked out quite well for them. And you can build big businesses based on price. We've heard of some things, the 99-cent store, McDonald's, they've done okay for themselves, Walmart, right? There's models out there that can be highly successful that way. Or do you prefer something, hey, I want a little bit more of a quality product, service, customer experience. I want something high-end, a premium product or service. Doesn't matter what the answer is, but we need to understand that because, again, that's going to go back to those conversations and the core values of your business. The people you're around, the conversations you're having, staff, customers, community, core values of the business. Those are things that are going to get you out of bed and going to drive you to succeed. The industry is kind of an, oh, by the way. The get out of bed test is also going to lead to the money you want to achieve. So people, again, will at times say, you know, hey, I want to make X amount of money. We've got two actual podcasts in our series talking about kind of the financial side of things of how much, you know, how much money can I make? How do we look at that? How do we fund that? But to look at you're replacing whatever that corporate salary is, and I'm just going to use simple numbers and say, I've made $100,000. I need to replace that. What franchise is the best one? The answer is any of them. And that's a hard thing to grasp, but if it is a franchise that is the complete opposite of what you're good at and what you want to do, I don't care how well the owners in that brand are doing, you're not going to get there, right? And on the flip, when you find that right fit of matches your why, matches your what you want in an owner role, the customer profile, core values, those conversations we're having with customers, staff, and in the community, when that matches and that is in alignment, guess what? Now we're in your wheelhouse. Now you're going to succeed because this is what you're good at. And again, that's what's going to drive you to get out of bed. The only other variable on that point from making money is the scalability. We found that perfect franchise is one unit, location, territory, what have you. Is one unit going to get it done? If so, awesome, great. But we may look at that and go, hey, I think really this is a perfect fit. But we need to scale this out. Maybe it's two locations, three, whatever it might be. You literally could have a vending machine franchise and it could match the needs of somebody who wants to make $100,000. Not doing that with one vending machine, right? Or that would be the location of all locations, right? But you can scale that out. So that's really kind of the key to the get out of bed test. We say it a lot as we're going through, and it is a... It's one of those things that I think people early on kind of roll their eyes at us when we talk about it. And then as time goes on, becomes a little bit more clear, like aha, kind of that the aha epiphany moment with that. We had a podcast and kind of a series that we have within this Franchising 101 podcast series called In Their Words, where we are interviewing FranCoach clients who have recently become franchise owners. When we had one, you'll find it on there for George Council, a gentleman in the Pennsylvania area, Philadelphia area, just recently signed a franchise to start his outdoor lighting perspectives franchise. And he made a great comment in there about the getting out of bed test. Take a listen.
I think one of the things you did a good job of was, you know, think about, I mean, one thing I think you continually said is what's going to get you out of bed in the morning? And I thought one thing was interesting. You said, I know this is going to be hard, but forget about the money for a minute. And that's hard for all of us, probably everybody out there listening, right? So forget about the money for a minute and what is going to get you out of bed. So I started honing in on that first. And then secondly, I think in this particular case with the franchise I ended up choosing and was walking away from, my initial piece was, well, you know, it's and I think it's okay. I'll just share. You know, it's a lighting company, right? So I was, why do I want to be in lighting? And then I began to focus on, you know, the organization and understanding exactly what the actual value proposition was. And then I began to talk to people within the org and focus on culture and focus on, you know, the people that were in the org and were they, you know, were they like me? You know, were they folks there that had the same goals as I did? And the company I ended up choosing, you know, and the one that made the switch was, I made the switch on, I found out that all those things were kind of a check, check, check. So, you know, I think one of the lessons I learned very quickly up front is, let's not necessarily focus on the product. Let's focus on what's driving you as an individual. What makes you get up? What do you want to get up and do every day? And then kind of figure out, okay, does this company do that? And do all the other thing, all the other boxes checked as well. And then of course, eventually you have to get down to, is this a, profitable venture? So, that's kind of what made the switch for me, being kind of pushed lightly, right, to make sure you look at everything. And then once I took a close look, I realized what was important to me.
So just again, it was so fun to work with George as he kind of had that aha moment, because again, he was trying to replace a really healthy corporate salary. But what he found was, again, that get out of bed test was really leading him to a job finally for George that was something he was going to truly love and was excited about and ready to go. So for all the different kind of moving parts to this, is it industry? Is it financial? The investments, the funding options, the return, the rate of return, the ramp up, the customers, all these different things. I don't want to say that they don't matter, but there's absolutely nothing more important in this than the get out of bed test. Because you, as the owner, there is nobody over top of you. There's no boss. There's no nothing. It's you. So you have to be comfortable with and excited about what you're doing day in, day out as an owner, the people you're around, customers, community, and staff, and what those conversations are about, and what's the core value of the business. Because this is your baby. And if you're not, it's not going to work. You're going to find every excuse in the world to roll back over. But that's key. So don't worry that you don't know exactly what that looks like. Nobody does. That's part of the Fran Coach process to, again, work through that, get as much of an understanding as we can, and then put people in position to really compare and contrast some franchises that have different ways in which they can build that out. So we hope that helps, and just kind of another way to look at how you can find this perfect match. It really is out there. If you want to take a look and see if franchise ownership might be available, then we're definitely here for you. So we appreciate you joining us. We hope the Franchising 101 podcast series will help enlighten people into the amazing possibilities that are out there and into the different types of things that you really need to think about to approach this process. If you have enjoyed this podcast at all, we hope you will take a moment to subscribe. Follow us, listen to all of our episodes. We've got new ones coming out every single week. If you'd like to learn more about potentially becoming a franchise owner, click the link in your podcast window or hop online and find us, francoach.net. Send us a note there. And we're all over social media with Fran Coach as well. So we again, we encourage you, if there's some interest in this, there's reminder, there's never any fee for our service. So we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Stay safe, and we look forward to connecting soon. Have a great day.